I have a message from the Lord, and it's a continuation. And I want to preface it like this, because I believe the Lord wants you to give Him your undivided attention. Not only that, He wants to speak to you, He wants to do some things in our midst. Hallelujah. It's good when you can, and that's the way it should be, when you can, He'll let you look over into the service, over into the worship, over into the gathering. I'm correcting myself, because we're so used to saying service, we're not here to serve, we're here to worship. We're here to praise, we're here to bless Him, we're here to glorify His name. And so, hallelujah, to God be all the glory and all the honor. I thought a subject I want to continue on, and I'm just going to follow Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you from this subject, this thought. Hallelujah. It's already done. And I'm going to say some things this morning, a little different, a little deeper. So I want you to put your listening ears on. Open your heart up. God want to talk to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe we perceive some things about God just wasn't right. When the word says God is good, we take that sometime until some trouble shows up, then we cease to say that under pressure, we start saying other things. Am I right? But pressure don't change the goodness of God. Problem don't change who God is. Amen. He is God, and He is good. Amen. There was one minister in his climax of his ministry. He became an elder, and he was an elder minister. Someone talked to him, interviewed him, said, over your ministry and over the years you minister, what is the one thing that you, if you had it to do over, you would emphasize more? He said, if I had to do it over, one of the things I didn't do, I would emphasize the more. And he said, that is the goodness of God. God is good. You know, two things in the closing, which we have, I don't know how long, I'll be here till I leave or till Jesus return. I just know that. But two things I'm going to emphasize. The love of God, the goodness of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to talk about the good side of God, how He loved you. Say, God loved me.
God loved me.
Say it again.
God loved me.
unconditionally. I don't have to do anything to make God love me. Hallelujah. Now let me read my text. Can I read my text again? And then I'm going to move on. Hallelujah. Our text, if y'all put up Ephesians 1 and 3, our text, Ephesians chapter 1. King James, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. I want to ask you a question. If he has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, what's left? What's left? Now, do you believe that's true? I didn't get too good a response, but I guess the rest of y'all don't believe it. So that's why I'm up here to argue my case and make you become a true believer. How many of you believe this is true? If I say if, and I use that word lightly, if he had blessed us, saying it for clarification, if God had blessed us with every spiritual blessing, and that includes every blessing a man can be blessed with, because God, that's spiritual blessing, you understand? And that is talking about every blessing a person can be blessed with. If he blessed us with every spiritual blessing, do I have your attention? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus, if he've done that, why do you think so many believers are having so much trouble overcoming in life? Why is it that so many believers are failing? So many believers are afraid. Why is it? All right. So while you're thinking about that, let me go to the next one. If y'all could put up Proverbs, I believe it's 10:22. Proverbs 10:22. That's one of our confession, isn't it? That's part of our confession. The blessing of the Lord, what? It didn't say the blessing of the Lord give you a chance to be rich. It didn't say that, did it? It said the blessing of the Lord, what? Make his what? When you go purchase an automobile from Ford Motor Company, they have already what? Made an automobile with their brand name on it. If you go to General Motors and purchase an automobile, what you find? An automobile already made, ready to drive and do all the things you need a vehicle to do. Y'all in the house.